We have the facts, we have the entertainment, we have the question of the day. That's just about everything that you ever need to know, right? Like, you don't need to know what's going on in the world or anything like that. No, that's ridiculous. No one wants to hear that. No, we have a lot going on. Today, I just want to talk about squirrels. Can I do that? For one moment. Like, that's the one animal that has not attacked me out of malice. Squirrels. I'm being so serious. And not... like, I go on hikes, and you folks have heard about it and possibly even seen it on Snapchat. Snakes, bees have followed me for miles. But when it comes to squirrels, they just want to hang out. They want to be around you. They just, like, and by the way, I want to make this very clear. I do not give, like, any of the animals, like, stuff with additives. Like, these are just regular, like, when you bite into them, it's like, yeah, this is what it tastes like. It doesn't have, it's hazelnuts. The squirrels literally eat that, like, they eat that up. But no, they'll, like, at this point, they remember me. They'll run up to my car and be like, yeah, this is the guy. This is who I was telling you about. Chuck, you gotta get some of these hazelnuts. These... and they're so cute because they'll run, like, and they get really close. Like, a few of them are, like, moments away from, like, eating out of my hand. When it comes to the hazelnuts. And it's not just because I'm just giving them snacks either. Like, I can go there without anything, and I can make the sound that they make or whatever that makes them come over to me. They'll be like, you can see their little heads, like, turn and look at me like, what in the world? Like, how does that big squirrel know how to talk our language? You know? That's right. They call me Big Squirrel. I just want to talk about squirrels today because they are just so adorable. What animal in the wild do you think is adorable? I mean, we know Mike Tyson thinks tigers, right? And he's not wrong. Tigers can be extremely adorable. Would I let one run rampant through my house? Absolutely not. At 0% chance of that happening. But I do think that tigers can be cute when they're babies. When they're in their teenage years, I'm like, you got to get out. When you're 18, I'm like, you got to get out. You got to go. Like, tigers, when they're 18, they got to go. What else has been happening? Over the weekend, there's just been so much. A friend of mine, I don't know if he's going to do the segment. I don't know if he's going to do the segment today. I hope he does. But he went to, like, because I told you folks, I went to Comic-Con. And there was another event that was going to be happening in the following or 2 weeks from then. I don't know when we even did the Comic-Con event. Like, I know it was fun. I know Lady Gaga was supposed to do a show over in Miami, but then that got cut short because it's just... So everything, like, this weather has been ruining a lot of things. But... That does not mean I don't like the weather. I want to make that clear. I don't know how everyone feels about weather, but I personally love storms and I love the rain. It's just so relaxing. And I feel like maybe that's like if Lady Gaga has been on the road this whole time and just been going from place to place, maybe this is like what do you call it, fate, yeah, I guess fate is one word that people use, I can't think of the word, but it's just a way of our, what is the word I'm looking for, you know what, forget it, it's just a way for the world to tell Lady Gaga, maybe to slow down a little bit, relax, enjoy things. That would have been, like, the greatest time to just have the AC apparently turn on and blow blow cold air at the pressure that I've never felt before. I was almost blown through like a wall just now when that AC. Did anyone hear that? Like, just coming on. Anyway, this has nothing to do with anything. Oh my gosh, this has gone off the rails. There we go. Well, that's what's happening. Well, at least you know how the Monday. What's gonna? Oh jeez. Anyway, this is how Monday is gonna go for me. Apparently, I'm just gonna embrace it. Just embrace Monday. Don't fight it. Don't be like, I'm gonna have a great Monday. No, take Monday how it is. Why? Because when you lean into it, that's how you know it's gonna get a little bit better. Because now there's nowhere but up. When you think that you've hit the lowest peak, well, okay. Maybe it's not only. I'm not making this scenario any better for anyone. Everyone's like, where are you going with this? I'm going to break. That's where I'm going. I'm leaving this for you folks to decide. Whether this was a good or bad segment. Either way, there's going to be more of it. People are like, oh my gosh. But I need to know what else he's going to say. It's going to be annoying. But I'm going to listen anyway. Hopefully you do. Why? Because there's so many ways to listen. You can listen on anchor.fm. You can listen on Google Podcasts, you can listen on iTunes, you can listen on Stitcher. There's so many ways, but oh, so little time. That was a terrible. Okay, I'm probably never gonna. I feel bad about that one. I'm sorry, you folks had to hear that. Anyway, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna get into more stuff. The question of the day, the facts, the entertainment. A lot is gonna be happening right here on the Daily Shift. So. Well, I guess you know what to do at this point, right? It means keep it locked. We'll see you after the break. Shift, ladies and gentlemen, is back with the question of the day. And the question of the day, I honestly don't know. I don't know which way to lean on this. There's so many ways. Namely because a lot of them have to do with like, we'll take this approach first. Okay, so how do you feel about self-checkout? I feel like we've done this question of the day before, but at the same time, I feel like this should be something that's talked about. Because I can enjoy the self-checkout. I can enjoy it. I can understand it. I can even love it. Because when you're doing self-checkout, you're pushing yourself through the process. You leave as quickly as you want to leave. Now, if the individual has never, ever been in a rush in their life, has never been in a line where they have tons of people behind them, potentially you could be stuck in that line for about 10 hours. When it comes to self-checkout, I feel like, you know what would be great? Just a recommendation for stores out there who are doing the self-checkout thing. Have one or two individuals at the front. Hold on, because there already is somebody at the front to help whenever they need to cancel an item or whatever, blah, 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 blah. But have one or two individuals at the front that differentiates themselves from that process. Because there are some people who just aren't fast, or elderly, or young, or don't know how to bag it themselves, and they can even help them. Hey, maybe, like, for example, this isn't everyone. I haven't personally seen this, but maybe like they'll put like lean beef, or they'll put vegetables at the bottom of the bag and then put their bleach on top. You know, maybe somebody should be at the front to be like, hey, you shouldn't do that. I'll bag this for you. Like, this is how you, like to teach individuals. Wouldn't that be a great idea? To have just somebody to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't bag it like this because your chemicals are going to get on your food now. If you bag it like this, there's that potential. You know, like, somebody to help bag things together to help you learn or whatever as you bag yourself. And it's going to happen all of the time. All the time. There's always going to be some reason to help. And there's always going to be, hey, you shouldn't, like, bag this with your electronics. Like, even though I think you can buy your electronics at the back at this point, right? I feel like you can. Anyway, but no, I feel like that's a good thing to do. Like, they don't have this system in place yet, but I'm working on it now. The way I made that sound, I'm working on it. I sounded like Batman, like trying to, if Batman was buying groceries. Robin, I'm not about to do this show, folks. I can't. I'm not. I don't even know if I'd be able to make it through. I'd bust out into laughter halfway through. Like, Robin, we need lamb chops. Robin, we need lamb chops for dinner tonight. Don't forget the asparagus. Like, I could. Oh my gosh. Anyway, this show is gone everywhere but where it needs to go. Well, we need to go right now. I think it's a. No. Do we need to go to a break right now? Like, we have plenty of time for more Batman jokes. clearly we have plenty of time for more Batman jokes. But, my main question is, why have 8,456 lanes if only 3 of them are going to be open? That is my main question about self-checkout. That's it. That's all. That's the only thing I have. I get why there is self-checkout, but there needs to be self-checkout and where you can check out with individuals. Because, let's face it, not everyone knows. Like, they'll put bug spray on. And then, let's not sugarcoat it, people. Somebody is going to come back and be like, well, I bought bug spray and I bought beef, and then the bug spray got on the beef and now I'm sick. And it's like, well, why did you bag it like that? Well, I bagged it like that at self-checkout. There was no one to check me out. Like, no, they're going to blame somebody will always find a way to blame somebody, you know? Like, I'm not saying that maybe you should, like, I think, like I said, there should be individuals to help check out and, like, are attentive to the lanes that are in front of them, because let's face it, they can see everything that you're putting into the bag. Otherwise, they're just kind of just standing there waiting for an error, which is always probably going to happen. Anyway, I think, why have 80 lanes if only 3 are open? That doesn't make any sense at all to me. And I've worked at, like, I've worked at a Target. I've worked at Target before, and I don't even think I got an answer even when I was working there. I think it was, like, some major conspiracy, like, secret. When I asked, they brought me into a back room. They beat me a little bit. No, really. Like, I don't understand the reason behind it. If somebody knows the reason behind 526 lanes and only one is operational, and it's not like, oh, the rest are broken. It's not like that. So, like, can you just, I understand, like, oh, like, you got to count the drawer and this, that, and the other. So then count the drawer. There's a lock on the front for a reason. Like, if somebody breaks into that drawer and takes it, they're going to be caught by the afternoon. Like, it's fine. put some dye packs in there. I don't know. Figure it out. It's not my job to do it for you. What my job is to take a break and then come back into whatever this is, whatever this show is at this point. Like, it's just, I'm going to call it the, in fact, from now on, the show is no longer the Daily Shift. It's called The Mess. This is called The Mess, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's the Daily Shift. I'm Clutch. We're going to be back. You know the ways to listen. You have the Instagram. There's so much and so much to come, so much to happen, and so much fun. Once again, this is the Daily Shift. We'll be back. Stick to it. Just my time, everything's so right, and I just want you. So let's dip up out of here, let's dip up out of here. There can be one only you. The Daily Shift is back. As we get into the show, you know, baby, God can never make you because always so random. No, not always so random. Not always. Because, I mean, we've done the intro, we've done the question of the day, which means the facts. That's right, the facts. And I'm excited for these, actually, to be honest with you. because we've talked about I've talked about having squirrels. I want squirrels as a pet. They're so adorable. And on top of that, I'm trying to build an armada. Armada against the bees. Like, bees have been the bane of my existence since a child. Like, and I don't have any problem with bees. I would prefer to get along, but if we're not gonna get along, then you gotta go. I'm bringing the flamethrowers. I'm bringing the rocket launchers. Yes, to bees. Rocket launchers to bees. I think this should be a thing. No. People are like, oh my gosh. Yes, oh my gosh. Why? Because it's going to be a straight out war between me, bees, and apparently ducks. Ducks are getting in on this action. They're like, well, he's okay in our book. He's giving us raisins. No. But no, I wanted to talk about these because the reasons why you should not have wild animals as pets. And I watch a lot of Animal Planet stuff, and it's not just Animal Planet, it's BBC, with David Attenborough and even Oprah Winfrey. She narrates sometimes. So I watch a lot of that stuff, not just because they're involved in that particular thing. Like, it's just like, well, I love to learn about animals, and like, you learn interesting facts, you know. So why not watch those kind of things and get a little bit of knowledge under your belt, you know. For one, if you want to follow along here and see exactly what I'm talking about, you can go to aza.org. once again, that's going to be aza.org, and we're going to be talking about why animals don't make good pets. There's tons of reasons. What's wrong with having a wild animal as a pet? For one, you can't provide them the right home for them. They need specific environments and things like that. Like, for one, to make them into the animal that they need to be. Like, I mean, I'm not saying like the animal they need to be, like, oh, it's a cat, it has to act this. No, it can be domesticated and all that kind of stuff, but that's when you release it, eventually it's going to have to go back into the wild. Any of these animals are going to have to go back into the wild and defend for themselves and things like that. So you're essentially declawing them in a sense, in my opinion. I could be, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I personally think that you're declawing them in a sense, in a way to speak. Apes are a special concern. So like, even with that, you know, like, they don't know how to interact. Even in, if you've seen some of the movies, like, there's a movie with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, if you're a huge fan of him, if you loved wrestling, why did I say it like that? If you've liked wrestling or anything like that, or anything that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has done, then you probably know that he played a part in, Primal, what was that movie called? It's based off of a video game, but nonetheless, he played a part in that, and, one of the main characters was an ape. So, he, you know, like, and you, he even explained it in the movie. And I feel like that was, like, a real fact. It wasn't a fact that it was just, like, part of the movie. I feel like that was a real fact. Because movies do throw real facts at you once in a while. So, like I said, there's articles under these things that you can go and read. So that way you can have a little bit more. And it's not talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So, you don't have to worry about me narrating that part, you're fine. taking them from the wild can endanger the species, and don't you know that as a fact? Come on, that's obvious. And also, not for anything, but you can get hurt. Even if a squirrel jumped in my car, I'd be a little bit concerned. It'd be adorable. It'd be super adorable. But I know that squirrels can, like, for one, they're fast, if it jumped on my shoulder, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I'd be like, that's cute. And then it's like, it's at the perfect position to do real harm, you know, because it's close to my neck. But that doesn't mean I don't, like, you know, like, that's why you got to be careful with wild animals. And that's why you shouldn't take them home as pets, raccoons included. Even though, like, I know a lot of, I don't know them personally. I've seen on YouTube, like, and stuff like that, where people have taken raccoons home and made them into pets. Well, not made them, but, like, have, like, just mentally turned them into pets in their eyes. And it's like, well, that's a raccoon. Like, I don't know if you are sure what kind of damage they can do. Like, you know, opossums and things like that. You got to be considerate of, like, what animals around you, what can be pets. Like, yeah, like, trust me, I would love an eagle to be a pet. I would love that 105, 10,000... 1 billion percent. If an eagle, like, landed on my arm, I'd be like, finally, yes. And I would call it Falcor, and I would, like, be like, go Falcor. And it would, like, fly off, and it would capture a deer, and it would bring it back, and be like, now this deer is part of our pack. I would be like, I would be the animal whisperer. But that's not what would happen in reality, because when that eagle lands on my arm, unless, you know, it's trained and unless it's friendly, it's going to take half of my arm with it whenever it flies off. Like, eagles can carry baby deer. I don't know if you folks know that. Like, they're very powerful. Anyway, this, like, you know, just be very careful about, like, what you're doing out there. Like, don't intervene in nature, you know, like, just let nature take its course. They don't necessarily need help. I know I'm saying that and I'm being hypocritical because I've given squirrels, hazelnuts and stuff like that. And maybe they weren't supposed to have hazelnuts, but they got hazelnuts that day. Just don't be over, you know, crazy. Don't be ridiculous with it, you know. Don't go out and give a squirrel a Hot Pocket, you know. That's not, first of all, the inside of that is like lava. The cheese inside is melted lava, let's face it. Who's eating a Hot Pocket right out of the microwave and survived to tell the tale? anyway. And plus you can get sick from these animals out there in the world. So there's tons of reasons why to steer clear of having a wild animal that you don't buy from, well, not buy, but adopt or invest in. I want to say invest in because you don't buy an animal. Because when you're buying an animal, or if you're getting a pet or anything like that, you're not getting a pet. You're not getting an animal. I don't think I've ever met anyone who's had a pet or an animal and called it anything but a best friend or part of the family, because that's exactly what they are. They become part of your family. They become part of your life, and you don't see them as that. Like, you see them as their personality, their individuality, and it's beautiful, and I love it. But yeah, so I'm not gonna say call them pets or animals, because they're not. Like, I've seen people more animalistic than animals. So just to say that. There's plenty of other facts here on that site that you could read into and you can find out more about. That's aza.org. This segment is going, a lot of these segments are going on really long as of lately, right? So this is like, maybe I'm going to cut it short. Anyway, this is the Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any questions, you can always call in, or you can send us voice messages on anchor.fm. And that's another way to listen. iTunes Music is another way to listen. Google Podcasts, CastBox, Stitcher. So many ways in oh so little time. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you after the break. Keep it locked. When, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. Houston, think we got some problems. The Daily Shift is back, and we have so much to offer. When I say offer, I mean, like, we do. We really do. We have the entertainment. We have question of the day. We have the facts. There's just so much to stay tuned for. Hopefully you have, and hopefully you've enjoyed your Monday as we head into Tuesday. I know somebody's got to be a little bit tired, right? I'm not. I don't know why. I think, like, I'm harnessing the power of the squirrels right now. In fact, it makes me wonder. I've always wondered how animals sleep. Like, certain animals, like wasps, especially wasps, because I need to figure out a plan of attack. If they sleep during the night, please let me know. Like, if you know these things, like, let me know. Join our coalition. We're getting stronger every day. We have squirrels, we have ducks. Like, how do you not want to stand with us? I sound like the villain of my own storyline. Like, stand with us against the bees. Like, I'm making... Anyway. I don't know. We've had an interesting day. I hope you've had an interesting day. A day that will help you get through, not just the day, but the week, you know, like something to like reflect on, like whether it be good or bad, just something to reflect on. So that way it gives you something to strive to, you know, like push yourself forward. Like, if it's bad, then, you know, like, well, I need to get to this place in my life right now, you know, push yourself a little bit forward. If it's good, then you know that you're at a good place, and you need to keep that place. So you need to keep pushing yourself. Like, whatever you're doing right now is what is, it's what's working. So, you know, keep pushing yourself that way. In the entertainment segment, a lot is happening. Sonic Frontiers came out with a new trailer about 5 days ago, 5 or 6 days ago. So check that out. I don't want to spoil anything. Like, what the first thing that I saw was a spoiler. But at the same time, it looked really good. I don't know if my friend's going to be on the show today, but if he's not going to be here today, then you can expect him another time. Like, he dressed up as Cloud. His wife dressed up as Tifa, and they look phenomenal. And they do a lot of different costumes and stuff like that. So I think that's awesome that they do that together, and they do that as a couple. I think that's awesome. Like, don't you think that's awesome? Like, how couples can do that together and just, like, build a relationship on that. Because when you, like, costume, when you dress up and things like that, like, it can bring a little bit of friction. Like, especially when they're getting attention from people who are interested in them. Like, when they dress up and stuff like that. So I think that's awesome that they don't let that affect their actual relationship. They can differentiate between the two. Like, she understands that he does his costume, and he understands that she does her costume, and they understand that they're both doing costumes that are popular and attractive to people. And I think that's awesome because, like, even there was even a picture that I even took of them, because I didn't care that they were in the picture. Like, for one, it kind of ruined the picture, if I'm going to be honest. He knows he ruined that picture. I'm sorry, but he knows. Like, because it was a picture of Dean Winchester's car, and I am a huge Supernatural fan, but it was Cloud and Tifa. They were dressed as Cloud and Tifa, and Cloud was on one side of the car, and he had, like, a jealous look, you know? He did that on purpose, and then Tifa was, like, being, I don't know if it was it an arm around Tifa? I don't remember, but they were okay with it because they know, like, they're at a con. They're great. They're great. They mesh well together. I'm one of those people that don't really talk to the wife because I'm like, I don't ever want one of my friends to think that I'm, like, trying to be involved with their wife or anything like that. Like, so I make sure, like, I don't, like, oh, well, is it okay if I do this? No. Like, I'll be comfortable, but at the same time, like, when we initially meet, I want them to make sure, like, I want them to be like, okay, well, obviously, like, no, I'm here to play video games, dude, like, or we're here to, like, hey, like, you know, because I know that there's people out there who don't care about that kind of thing, you know what I mean, and they'll just pursue and pursue and pursue. I'm not one of those people. And, like, I'm like, hey, if I can have you both as friends, that's cool. If you feel uncomfortable being, like, I mean, like, I'm not going to be texting after 10 o'clock at night. We've talked about that. Why are we doing this again? Once again, this is made an occurrence on the show. We need to make this stop. I'm going to start protesting. I'm going to start waving around a flag. Like, I'm going to start marching through the streets with a flag that says, no more of this talk on the show. Like, it's just, I've talked about this 167 three times. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone is ready for the Halloween theme. The Halloween theme, getting your spookies out, your candy, whatever. If you don't celebrate Halloween, I hope you enjoy the season at the very least and have a little bit of fun in your own way. Just because Halloween is not a holiday that you celebrate doesn't mean that you can't have fun this season. There's a lot happening. It's getting a little bit colder outside, and that's good, in my opinion. Everyone has their own opinions of things, and everyone has a lot of stuff that they're going to be having over the season. I know I'm going to be going to Halloween Horror Nights. You can possibly catch me during a show in Tampa. There's going to be a lot happening just this month in general. There's also, I forgot what it's called, but it's going to be like a medieval times kind of thing. If you don't know what medieval times is, medieval times is, then you need to catch up. There's going to be a lot happening. So stick tuned, so that way you know exactly what's going to be happening and when it's going to be happening, possibly. Anyway, I think this is the good time to say that this is the Daily Shift, and that we're going to head out for the day. And I hope everyone's been having a great week so far, had a great weekend. Well, if it's morning for you and it's Tuesday, then wow, you're already on Tuesday. Look at that. But if it's Monday and it's nighttime, then good night. This is the Daily Shift. For those who are having a Tuesday, I never said good morning, but I'm saying it now. This is the Daily Shift, and we'll see you next time. Just hanging by a thread.